Let's go to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 16. Read for text verse 6 through 12. Praise the Lord. Matthew 16, verse 6 through 12. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. I'd like to preach tonight with the Lord's help on the absence of bread is not your biggest problem. The disciples have seen the miraculous hand of Jesus feed thousands and feed a multitude with just the few fishes and a few loaves. They know that without the shadow of a doubt that if there is a need for physical bread, that Jesus can take care of that need. He simply had compassion in chapter 15 of the multitude that had followed them. He said in verse 32, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting. So the disciples are aware that Jesus can take care of the physical need that comes in their lives. He tells them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. They think he's talking about bread. They think for a moment he's talking about something physical. We understand tonight that our nation is facing some very difficult times. We're facing some decisions that our leaders are going to make. The wrong decision can cause chaos. It can cause a lot of bad things to take place. But you understand that the country, no doubt, is in the fix it's in tonight because men and women focused upon the physical bread more than the spiritual bread. This country, was it not founded on the principles of God's Word? Was it not founded because men wanted liberty to come to worship God according to the dictates of their heart, to get away from something that was hindering them from doing that? One nation under God, but men have cast their votes years after years in elections gone by because their focus was on who can get us more bread. Who can help us with the economy better? We fail to look at the morals of the men that we look at in voting. We fail to consider the spirituality of the man that we put in office. I'm not telling you the truth, then shut up, preacher. But if I am, shout amen. Amen. We've not focused on the spiritual need in our voting and our electorals, but we focused on that physical need. Why? Because it is turned into a carnal appetite among us. Sure, we've got to eat to live. Sure, we've got to occupy. Sure, we need all of these things, but they are priorities that come in our life that Jesus has time and time again told us in the Word of God that when we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all of these other things will come on in when they need to. The disciples have got to learn this very lesson. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're oblivious to what He's talking about. They've got their mind on physical things. They just saw the multitude fed. They saw what they took up, but they forgot it and left it. And they come on over to the other side, and He's talking about, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. We forgot to bring the bread. He don't want us eating with the Pharisees because they've been quarreling with Him. He don't want us eating with the Sadducees because they don't believe in a resurrection. Oh, and they reasoned among themselves. But they were with Jesus. They heard the Pharisees and the Sadducees in the beginning of chapter 16. They wanted Jesus to show them a sign. Yeah. Yeah. Prove to us that You are the Messiah.
Right.
Prove to us that You have power. Prove to us that You are sent of God. Jesus said, you hypocrites. You individuals that are just simply playing and putting on a show and trying to convince somebody of who you are. You can discern the sun. You can discern the sky. When it's red, when it's doing one thing, you know it's going to be pretty weather. When it's doing something else, you know it's going to be stormy. You hypocrites, you can't even figure out what's going on around you. I'm not fixing to give you a sign like you won't. He said, I'll not give you no sign but the sign of Jonah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they probably sat back and got to thinking. Jonah, now, He's going to give us the sign of Jonah.
Yeah.
It has to be something unusual that Jonah did that everybody else don't do. Jonah was a prophet of God. There's been prophets coming and going. That ain't it. What's He talking about the sign of Jonah? Jonah's been burdened to go somewhere, told by God to go somewhere, and he didn't go. People do that all the time too.
Yeah.
And that can't be it. Jonah gets thrown in the sea, and he's swallowed by big fish. Now that's different.
Yes, that is. That's right.
And he come out of that fish's mouth. In 3 days.
Yes.
Spent 3 days and three nights. Is that what he's talking about? So they're mulling over that in their mind. In the meanwhile, Jesus tells His disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Yes.
Beware of their doctrine. But they're not getting a hold of this. And God wants us to understand that a lack of bread is not our biggest problem.
That's right.
What our biggest problem is that doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What is that doctrine? That doctrine that doubts the authenticity of Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. You say, preacher, we don't have that within the church. I beg to differ with you. It is inside of the household of faith. Because if we did not have that doctrine among the faithful tonight, then we could have faith to see God move a lot more mountains than what we're seeing. We can see faith to see God raise up a lot more people for the kingdom than what He's raising. But we minimize the power of God to a human rabbi that just teaches good teachings, and it's good things to teach the children, but we'll have to go somewhere else when it comes for divine revelation.
Yes. Amen.
They didn't believe it. That's their doctrine. Not receiving the truth that He is the Son of the living God.
Yes.
This is awesome. Then recognize Jesus as the Son of the living God.
That's right.
That's who has come to set up abode inside of me. Not just the spiritual high that I got. Not just a good thought. But the Son of the living God has set up His abode inside of me. And therefore, I have got power to tread on serpents. I've got power over the gates of hell. Though they come against me, over everything that comes against me as a child of God. Because the divine Son of the living God abides inside of me. They didn't believe that. Jesus says, beware of that doctrine. It can get a hold of you in a subtle way that you'll never say it with your lips. But you will say it with your reaction. You'll say it with your action. Soon afterwards, Jesus talks to His disciples. He says, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, they say, some says that you're John the Baptist. Who are these some that saying these things? Could it not be the Pharisees and the Sadducees are saying these things? They're saying, has John the Baptist come forth? His head was cut off, but this man's come back. John the Baptist has come in the person of this man. Because this man's preaching the same message that John the Baptist preached. He preached repentance. This man's preaching, and it's got to be John the Baptist. Nothing special about him. He's just an incarnate of John the Baptist. Can I tell you tonight, in case you forgot, Jesus is not an incarnate of John the Baptist. He's exactly who Peter said He was. I believe it's time the church of our hour, in such perilous times as we're looking at and possibly can see, begin to realize that the one we serve is not John the Baptist. He's not just a good preacher with a heavy doctrine of repentance, but He is the Son of the living God. Well, some says He's Jeremiah. Jeremiah wept. And we heard about how He wept over there at the tomb of Lazarus. I mean, He sobbed. He wept. They thought He was weeping because He loved Him so. He wept because they didn't believe Him. That He was the resurrection and the life. Maybe it's Jeremiah, the weeping prophets come back. They did not want to accept this truth.
That's right.
They didn't, and they don't today. Our subconscious mind does not want to accept that.
That's right.
Because when we accept that, then we are responsible to be men and women of faith.
Right.
I don't want to talk in circles and you not understand what I'm saying. But I hope you're getting it.
Yes.
I said our subconscious mind, one is that preacher, that things you don't think about all the time. But it pops up every now and then. Sometimes does not believe that He is the Son of the living God. The doctrine, the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, that says He's something else, but He's not that. When my wife had cancer at 15 years old, if they thought He's just a Jeremiah or a John the Baptist, they'd have never looked to Him in faith for her healing. He's still the healer. He's the same yesterday. John the Baptist was a great. He's the forerunner of Jesus. Jesus said there's been none like Him. Yet in the kingdom of God there's none lower above Him. Or something to that effect. Don't have it just right there. But in other words, He wasn't the Paschal Lamb of God. So maybe He's Elijah. Elijah. Elias or Elijah. He raised people from the dead. Elijah raised people from the dead. Perhaps Jesus, that's who this man is. Another Elijah. Because we heard he busted up the funeral at Nain. He raised Lazarus from the dead. No, he's not. Jesus coming off of this conversation about the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, coming right in behind it, trying to get these disciples to see something that they've not considered completely until this point. Because they needed to know this before he tells them of his passion at Jerusalem. They needed to know this. And yeah, they say I'm this and that, but they don't want to recognize who I really am. So who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Peter, I don't know how much time lapsed between Jesus' question and Peter's answer. If Peter's like me, it probably took a little while. Let me think about this. Now, I don't think he's Jeremiah for sure. I don't think he's John the Baptist. Now, sure enough, he's not Elijah. If anything, we thought John the Baptist was Elijah. Peter, with sparkle in his eyes, with a quiver in his lips, no doubt. Thou art the Christ. Now, I've knelt at his feet in the spiritual realm. I've been hugged by him in the spiritual realm. I've laid my head on his shoulders and wept in the spiritual realm. I've held his hand and run in the spiritual realm. I've got carried away in the spirit with him and danced in the spiritual realm. But this wasn't a completely, Peter's in the physical. And that flesh that became the Word, the Word of God that became flesh was standing right there, or sitting right there in his company. He's this close feeling of him. Amen. Thou art. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Back in his mind, he's got to hear what Jesus is saying. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, a lack of bread. Forgetting bread's not your biggest problem, Peter. Forgetting who I am is your biggest problem. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I can tell you why tonight that people are buckling under the load and the gates of hell are having havoc in their lives. It's because they have not bewared of the Pharisees' doctrine that Jesus is not the Son of the living God. Because when I have that doctrine real and established in my heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God, I stand on that rock that he is the Son of God, and the gates of hell will not prevail against my life. Backsliding, it's not in the economy, it's not in my thoughts, it's not in my mind. Running, blowing, abandoned ship, throwing in the towel, it's not a part of my conversation, because Jesus is the Son of the living God. So our biggest problem is not if we're going to get a paycheck next week or not. Oh, come on, preacher. You done got your offer and you can talk like that. I ain't got it yet. Praise the Lord. Your biggest problem's not if your Social Security gets cut out next week. Come on here.
Our biggest problem is succumbing to a doctrine that brings Christ upon a human level and brings Christ on the level with another prophet. He is no other prophet. He is the Son of the living God. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning. We're talking about the Son of the living God. God breathed the Word. It is the Word of God that lives inside of the child of God. Take hope in this hour of questionable things and questionable circumstances. Take hope in the reality of who Jesus is. Do not get tripped by the doctrine of questioning who He is. Know who He is. Hallelujah. How is it that you don't understand that I spake it not unto you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisee and of the Sadducee? Then understood they how that He bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The doctrine, the teaching, the mentality. Hebrews 1:1 said, God, who at sundry times and in divers places, divers manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He spake to our fathers by Isaiah. He spake to our fathers by Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Amos, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Malachi, on and on. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Yes. Whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Yes. Hallelujah. You talking about watching with Jeff Butler? And you couldn't figure out what to attach to it. I thought of it sitting right over there. Was it Simon Bar-Jonah? Meaning Simon, son of Jonah? Jeff Butler. Bar-God. Jeff Butler, son of one of the sons of God. Bars God. Sons of God. Heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh, church of this last hour. Church of this last hour. Jesus is coming. He's coming when He gets ready to come. In an hour when you think not. I went to a singing, my wife and I did years ago. We just about quit going to those things because entertainment's not in our economy when it comes to the gospel message. Oh, don't get quiet on me now. Amen. I can't use this gospel to entertain you, nor the songs of Zion to entertain you. You like to worship God, we'll sing all night long. Praise the Lord. But the man got up and, of course, we left before it got over with. It was pitiful. I mean, I thought it was gospel singing. It was a rock and roll show under the guise of gospel. But he made an interesting statement at the beginning of the program. He said, I can prove to everyone here that Jesus can come tonight. So we're sitting there saying, prove it. Because I believed it.
He can come at any moment. He said, the Bible says that he will come in an hour when you think not. Most folks are thinking not. Most folks are thinking not. But he's coming, and in this hour that we're living in of fear, as I've said, there's element of concern has to be there, or we couldn't go about our business and take care of things that have to be taken care of. But when the body of Christ starts wringing her hands, she's got a problem, because he is the Son of the living God. I have to say that again. I don't think everybody got it. I said, when the church, not the physical church, the church that Jesus is coming after without spot nor wrinkle, he's going to present as a chaste virgin unto the Father. When that body of Christ starts wringing her hands saying, what are we going to do? She's got a problem. You don't worry, Brother Morgan, no more than I can get out of.
That's right.
Is that a good disclaimer? No more than I can get out of. As soon as it starts, I have to get quickened by the Holy Ghost to recognize that I've read to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees will cause you to worry yourself sick. No, sir, Brother Morgan, I still believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and I'm worrying. No, that doctrine's drifting into your thinking. If you really believe he's who he is, you will not wring your hands in his presence wondering what he's going to do, because he's well able to handle whatever situation is in your life. He is able. He is equipped. He is desirous. I don't think it's popular to preach him like that today, because insurance has caused it to be null of believing God can do anything. Insurance and intelligence. The more we know, the less we trust him. I said we. The smarter we get, the less we lean on him. I figure I can do this and get out of that. What about what Jesus wants you to do? God spoke to us in these latter days by his Son. Lack of bread is not our biggest problem. You can say that you must have a lot of bread. Well, I haven't gone hungry for sure. And I try to practice thanking the Lord every time I'm a pumping gas in that van that it's been provided for. Hallelujah. It don't startle me. It could have if I didn't know who sent me. It could startle me when it goes up to $80 to fill it up. Go to South Carolina, you might can do it for $75. We held off. We got just enough to get us to South Carolina. It's cheaper there. But I, as well as us, have to focus on who he is, a stiff warning to the disciples. Don't get drawn in to their belief system of doubt.
Yes.
Don't get drawn into their belief system of doubt. They want to see a sign.
Right.
You've been following me, not looking for a sign,
right,
but just believing who I am.
Yes.
How many of you have been following Jesus just because of a sign He showed you? If you're just following for a sign, He may cover all the signs up to prove you, to see if you're ever going to trust Him in serious faith.
That's right.
I can't wait for a sign. Some folks run from church to church looking for the fire that's falling. If the fire quits falling at this church, then they're running over to this church over there. Amen. They're dead over there. I'm coming over here. Amen. If they was dead while you was over there, you was probably dead with them. Ow! That's right. We had some folks we went to church with. They wanted to go where the fire was. And so they would stay with us while we shouting. And when we quit shouting, they'd go somewhere else. Here, word comes, we're shouting again. There they come back. They're coming to where the fire is. What's the problem? The leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. He's not the Christ. He is the Christ. And He does not change. He's... Hallelujah. He's just as much. I'm enjoying this. I don't run this often. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. He's just as big when we're all sitting here looking at each other and can't feel a whistle come across the congregation as He is when we're all on top of the pews. He does not change. He's always the same. He's always the Son of the living God. He's always all powerful. He's always almighty. I've got to have that real inside of my heart. Praise the Lord. You forget who it is and get overwhelmed with the bread, the physical things that you can see and feel. Show you how spiritual these folks were. Invite them over to our house. The pastor wasn't even preaching at the time. God graced our household with His presence. And one fella come in and sat down under a lamp, swag lamp. How many old timers know what I'm talking about? Swag lamp. He's sitting under it. And this other fella is a little bit of a cut up. But he also knew how spiritual this other fella tried to be. And he looks over at him, he's got thick glasses, and he kind of looks like that. And he said, "Brother so-and-so," he said, "there's a light over your head." And that fella sitting there started raising his hand. And you could see his hand start shaking. He's so super spiritual, looking for some bread. He said, "Brother, it's a lamp. Don't get excited about it. It's a lamp." Following signs, the Pharisees said, "We'll follow Him if He'll give us a sign." He said, "The only thing I'm going to give you, the reality, be standing outside the tomb the next day and see if you can find me. After y'all have me killed, see if you can find my carcass after 3 days. I don't know what you're following tonight. I trust you're following the Christ. I trust that you're not overwhelmed with the situations our country's facing. I don't speak a casual statement concerning it. It is serious. It is serious. We need to be fasting and praying. Without, we'll be soon moved into fasting. You don't know. Some are set up better than others to deal with things like this. But there's already multitudes that are just barely getting by from day to day. But when we, the body of Christ, fails to have such a faith in the Christ to point others to Christ, we're letting our society down. Peter and John comes to the temple at the hour of prayer. They didn't come to put on a show. They didn't come to do anything but pray. They saw what everybody else saw. Famine had done set in on Peter's pockets. I mean, he hadn't been fishing since Jesus told him to go feed my sheep. You didn't know that, did you? As far as we know, his last fishing trip, all he caught was just enough to eat there on the shore with Jesus. No record of any more nets being full of fish and making big dollars off of it. He done had famine set in on his pockets. And he looks at that man and he says, "Man, if the economy wasn't so bad right now, we'd help you out. While we're in church, we'll be praying for you." Is that what he said? He said, "Look at us. Look at us. Do I look like I've got something to put in your cup? Do I look like somebody can buy your next meal? I don't have nothing on me. I don't have a sandwich to give you. You poor soul, look. Look at both of us. We both got the same wings. Both of us. Look on us. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have." Peter finally got the message to not accept the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. He finally got that message that I know who he is. I denied him, but it broke me up and tore me up. I denied him, but I got word from the other disciples. He's going to Galilee and he's calling for Peter to meet with us too. He's forgiven me. I'm going to beware. I'm not going to let that thought pattern come in me. You need something I don't have in my pockets, but I got reality in my heart. I said you want something. You may not have it in your pockets, but you can have reality in your heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and he ever maketh intercession for the saints. Can you stand on your feet tonight? Can you lift your hands toward heaven? Can you glorify God with your voices and with your hearts? If you need anything from God tonight, if you need that assurance tonight, I invite you to come pray. I invite you to come to an altar. I invite you to come seek the Lord tonight. Call on his name while he is near. Today is the day of salvation.